Future-proofing your organization with Lean. The series consists of interviews with a number of leading-edge group practitioners who will share some of their insights into Lean best practices and how your organization can sustain the benefits of Lean over the long term. There is no better time to transform and future-proof your business with Lean, especially given the ongoing impacts of COVID-19 and an uncertain global economic outlook. Many organizations have embarked on change and Lean transformation programs with significant success. In this regard, we will also talk to leading client practitioners on how they have managed the transition and discuss the challenges and issues they have faced during their Lean journey.
I am Joe Ahern, CEO of the Leading Edge Group. From our perspective, successful continuous improvement engagements are all about adopting a seamless approach with the client, the client staff, and keeping the end customer in focus at all times. Many companies face peak and unplanned demand issues requiring redeployment and hiring of temporary employees to meet seasonal demands, none more so than our client on POST, the Irish National Postal Service. Please listen in to our podcast from David Murray, Head of Mail's Operational Excellence, on how Lean principles were deployed in delivering a 100% increase in parcel volumes through Christmas and COVID-19.
Yeah, David Murray is my name. I'm the Head of Mail's Operational and Operation Excellence at Unpost.
Thank you, David. Could you please tell us a little bit about what led you to explore Lean management as a solution to some of the peak planning challenges you faced in 2019?
I suppose on POST, we're a business, you know, we're transitioning from being a traditional letter business that carries parcels to a parcel business that carries letters. And it comes with huge challenges. The product is a lot bigger, a lot bulkier, and it really puts strain on our infrastructure. In 2019, you know, our customers were making aware of this phenomenal growth that was coming at them. They were giving us forecasts where we were seeing, you know, 2 and 3x on the previous year. And when we were starting to map that out, we understood that, look, there was a massive challenge for us to grow with our customers and to be able to put in the infrastructure to meet their demands. Like the challenge for us really was to make sure we had, and what we were calling it, it was a significant peak step change. You know, what we did in 2018, we knew if we were to take the same approach in 2019, that just would not work. The infrastructure, the way we managed, just would not deliver the product that we were getting forecasted by our customers. What we do every year is we run a post-mortem, and it's called an after-action review, and we carried this out in 2019 Q1. And look, it's warts and all. It's very open. We go around all the different departments. We really get into, you know, what went well. And in our language, we go, well, what went not so well. And look, there's always room for improvement. And that's what we look at. So we really got into this and understood, well, what do we need to do? What do we need to change if we're going to meet our customer demand for 2019?
How did you go about applying the Lean principles you learned about within OnPost?
So at that point in time, you know, we went outside and said, look, we're gonna get additional support in to help us with this. And we asked for Leading Edge to come in to help us and develop a peak plan for us for 2019. And it all started, I suppose, when we mapped out, when we had a review with Leading Edge on our after action review, we sat down and we started to build up our value stream map. And that was really just to see, look, what is the as is? What is the current as is end to end within OnPost? Right from the point that we receive a forecast, right up to the point where we actually hand the product over to a customer. You know, we examined what we call the growth pillars. Who are our big customers? What type of forecasts were they giving us? And how would that impact on our infrastructure? One of the key things that we talked about is the volumetrics. At Christmas time, the volumetrics changed dramatically within the business, where people tend to buy larger, bulkier Christmas presents. So you're talking the bikes, you're talking the accordions, the pianos, the big toys, and they really do stretch our infrastructure. You know, we mapped out what are all our critical constraints in terms of floor space, vans, buildings, people, transport networks, loading bays, right the way through. And that was all done through Gemba walks, understanding, you know, what our current capacity is and how does that meet our future demand. We also went through very much in detail how we delivered in 2018 and where the gaps were, what the model was, and really got a good understanding of that. And a lot of effort went into understanding, you know, where we were in terms of our delivery performance, what was the new standard that our customers were expecting from us, and how are we going to achieve that.
What would you consider to be the most powerful or transformative continuous improvement methods that you developed while working with Leading Edge Group?
I suppose one of the critical tools that we used was, you know, we did a national value stream map, and that was a complete end-to-end process. And what it did, like it fully gave us that ability to understand where all the constraints were, where all the potential bottlenecks were. And we went down to all the detail in terms of understanding the, you know, the cycle time, the tack time for each of the operations, the travel time between buildings, you know, the full operational capacity of each of our processing centres. And plus had 120 delivery service units nationally. And we also have 6 processing centres. So it was to fully understand, you know, the whole fleet of vehicles, the fleet of vans, how everything marries up and how we match all of that. And we really got into understanding, you know, what is the current state and identifying what do we need to do when we map out what the future state is going to look like. And that was what it was. It was taking our as-is current state process map and developing our future state process map. One of the key things we did is we introduced plan, do, check, act really as sort of the main methodology for managing the business during the peak, and we overlaid the whole plan, do, check, act methodology on top of our future state map. And what was required here was that, you know, we had our metrics and they were managed daily, weekly, monthly, and they all rolled up. And what it made it very transparent in terms of how the business was performing. And we really were able to take, you know, the pulse of the operation hourly, daily, weekly. You know, we were managing the customer forecasts. You know, we were seeing where we were against the demand. We were understanding exactly where we were in terms of arrival profiles. It was fundamental having that in place. And again, just everybody understood it. Everybody understood what metrics they needed to report on. And again, it just rolled up so that it was very transparent.
Could you give us an example of some of the specific improvements that Lean helped to bring about within OnPost?
I suppose a significant change that we made for 2019 is we deployed an automated parcel sorting machine in the DPH. And like, this is really sort of the heart of the operation. And what critical here was to make sure that the inflows into this operation were balanced. And also the outflows as well. And to make sure that, you know, we weren't impacting on the capability and the capacity of the equipment, that we had everything aligned. People think that's simple. It's actually quite difficult to do, to marry everything up. You know, you're talking high volume product here, to manage all the trucks arriving sequenced, you know, to get them offloaded, to get the product through the machine, to get them off again, keep it in FIFO, keep it in sequence, and get it back onto the trucks and away and get it delivered. It took a huge amount of work, and I suppose Leading Edge were fundamental in developing that plan with us.
How did you approach the adoption of Lean within the wider organisation to ensure that the changes you were making were sustainable in the long term?
Like, one thing we had to do was really engage with our frontline staff. And, you know, Leading Edge helped us develop what we call the OnPost Way. This is used by a lot of companies. The Toyota Way model would be one that we're all familiar with. You know, we developed what this program was going to be. We started with our own executive team. We took them through it. We took our unions through it as well, who very much bought into the program as well. We then took our frontline management through it. And then we took our own operators through it, really to explain to them what it all was about. And it's about these 5 pillars. It's the 5 pillars of operational excellence. You're talking about governance, you know, making sure that we had the right structures in place, making sure that we had the right sponsorship in place, and that everybody understood what it was and bought into it. A lot of effort went into making sure that the correct capability was there. We've had Six Sigma training previously within OnPost, and we built upon that. And we had the staff there that, you know, they understood it, and we were able to bring them up to speed quite quickly. We deployed full-time lean coordinators onto these sites to really drive the program on site. you know, and they were fundamental in actually driving the improvements into the business. The tools that we used, you know, visual management was key in this. We put visual management boards in key areas. We spent a bit of time understanding what KPIs do we really want to manage. We didn't overcomplicate it in terms of putting too many KPIs up. We simplified them. Safety was always the first one that we put up. And that's the way we started every huddle that we had at the start of a shift. We would always discuss safety first. And that really, I think the operators themselves really bought into that, that we'd always talk about safety first, you know, make sure that everybody that came to work, left work in a safe environment, were able to operate. And one thing that we noticed that like slips, trips and falls, there was a dramatic decrease in slips, trips and falls within the operation. And absenteeism came down due to that. We have some key metrics. We simplified some of our key metrics. Effective cost per box, effective labor cost per box was probably the key metric that we used. And we explained this to the operators themselves. This is what we're trying to drive down. And we saw a 25% reduction in effective labor cost per box just by implementing Lean. And by sharing this, though, with the operators themselves.
It sounds like these changes really energized and motivated your employees. What do you feel was the key to the level of staff engagement that you managed to achieve throughout this program?
We had these, as I said, we have these daily huddles at the start of each shift. And people would make an effort to be there on time, to get a good place at this. And what we were doing is we were really engaging. The frontline management had now had the opportunity to really engage with the staff. And you could see this spirit and the culture change completely when the staff themselves felt that they had an opportunity to give feedback. And there was discussions on how we performed the previous day. We would talk through who the big customers were coming in that day, where they were in terms of volumes. It was an open forum, very much where people could, you know, they could express their ideas. They could express if there was an opportunity for improvement. They were always taken on board. The lean coordinators would always be in part of these huddles. And if someone was making a suggestion, you know, they'd talk to the lean coordinator and we would implement what we would call A3 improvements. And they're just quick improvements that we could make into the operation. And it was all there to drive improvement into the business. You know, the targets, we set targets and every day you could see people were motivated. They were really motivated to try and beat these targets. They wanted to run the machine longer to try and, you know, to crack a number that they thought they couldn't achieve. And it was a different culture that we saw. All of a sudden we could see the business really, really striving to really push themselves. Like one of the key tools that we had was standard work. And standard work really just simplified the processes. You know, we mapped out exactly how we wanted the process to perform. We trained up everybody up on that. We trained our frontline management, you know, that they could take a visual look at it to make sure that their operation was being followed. When we trained up our people, it was a lot easier to train them having standard work. And when we wanted to ramp up the operation as well and scale it up, the tools were in place there that we could, you know, we could bring people in, get them trained up very quickly, and we could manage it very easily as well. Standard work was applied right from end to end. So when you're talking about taking the forecast, how we plan the trucks coming off, you know, from the ferries to how we schedule them through, sequence them through the operation, offloaded them, all done through standard work. We even got it down to how we even dealt with the waste product and taking it away from the operation. There was standard work put in for all of those operations.
And finally, David, how did integrating Lean into your operation prepare you for some of the challenges that COVID-19 brought about in 2020?
I suppose this was the big challenge, and it's what we call managing the twin peaks. Christmas peak 2019, it was a very successful peak for Unpost. In terms of volumes, it was record volumes. Our quality of service improved dramatically, and customers were really, really, really happy with our performance. The way it normally works is that, you know, we get through Christmas, we get out of Christmas, we take a breath, and then there's a small hangover when we get to do the sales kick in, and that runs through January. This year, all of a sudden, the COVID kicked in, and we were asked to go again. And the systems and the mechanisms that we put in place for the Christmas peak, they all just kicked back in again. And the volumes have come dramatically at us now since week 12. And as COVID was in place and people were locked down, and people really have embraced this online shopping. The volumes have just dramatically increased. And it has stretched our operation dramatically in terms of our infrastructure. You know, we're trying to understand where is this new base now? Because we would normally be well into planning now for the peak that's coming at us this year. But we're now trying to understand how much of this new base is going to remain, how much of, you know, how far has online shopping remained with us, and what we plan on now for the coming peak. And we also need to be cognizant that, you know, we're trying to manage all of this with social distancing in place. So capacity also in terms of space is being reduced. But it's a huge challenge, and look, and it's one that we're really looking forward to as well. Thank you very much. I hope that just gives you a good overview of how we went about it. But Lean has been a real benefit to Unpost. It has definitely changed the culture within the operation and changed the way we tackle each peak.
I hope you found our client podcast on managing peak and unplanned demand of interest. The Leading Edge Group specializes in delivering business process transformations for our international client base.
To learn more about Lean, please visit leadingedgegroup.com and follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook for updates on this podcast series or the wider Lean industry. This podcast series was produced by Clodagh McCarthy for the Leading Edge Group and is available on all major podcast platforms.